Saga Egmont presents Leave a Rose in the Sand by Amy Rafferty, read by Daphne Poplar. Chapter 1. The Past Meets the Present. The flames consumed the building like a red and yellow crackling demon as it weaved its way around the structure. The heat radiated across the sidewalk, getting hotter as the flames were fueled by whatever accelerant it was feeding off. Firefighters scrambled to put the fire out while a few others combed the building, looking for anyone who was trapped inside. She stood holding her breath, waiting for the brave crew that had run into the burning building. Her heart pounded when three of the four crew members popped out of the building. She ran forward and stopped one of the firefighters. "Where is he?" She looked into the protective hood and tired eyes of the man.
"He was right behind us with the woman and child," the man told her. "You have to move back. This area is not safe. We found some more explosives."
Before the man could say anything more, she saw him walking through the doorway holding a child in his arms. She let out the breath that she suddenly realized she'd been holding and started to rush forward, but something stopped her. She couldn't move, couldn't reach him. She tried to scream at him to hurry up, "Run! Get away from the building!" There was a sinking feeling in her gut when she saw him stop, turn, and look behind himself. Another firefighter rushed forward and took the child from his strong arms, arms that had always made her and the children feel so safe. It was right then, when she saw him turn and rush back into the building, that she knew she'd never feel those strong arms hold her ever again. She was sure through the halo of fire and smoke that she saw him push someone back into the building while he pushed a woman out of the door. She fought with all her might to make her legs move, but they felt as if they'd become part of the tar on the walkway. They couldn't move, and when she tried to scream, no voice came out. Tears stung her eyes while her silent screams felt like barbed wire ripping through her throat. Her heart hammered against her chest, trying to break free and reach him. The woman came through the doorway, and two of the fire crew ran to help the woman. One of the firefighters pulled the woman to safety while the other one stepped up to the door and was about to go in when the man she'd been waiting for appeared at the door. The firefighter who went to help him turned and ran back towards safety, thinking her man was right behind him. But before he could follow the firefighter, a dark shadow loomed behind him. As he was yanked back inside, an explosion ripped through the building. She screamed and forced her legs to move, only to be blown backward by the power of the blast. As the world around her went black, her last thought was of him being yanked back into the fire by a dark, looming shadow. Christy Wright sat straight up in bed. Her heart was pounding, her head ached, the sheets were twisted around her, and her skin was soaked with perspiration. She sat up, trying to calm her breathing, and nearly jumped out of her skin when her bedroom door was flung open. "Mom," Hannah rushed into the room, "are you okay?" Hannah's beautiful green eyes were huge, and her face pale as she stood bathed in the hallway light that was now filtering into Christy's bedroom. "I'm fine, honey," Christy swallowed. Her throat was dry. "It was nothing." "Did you have that dream about Uncle Dustin again?" Hannah walked up to the bedside and opened the bottle of water next to Christy's bed. "Here you go." "Thanks, sweetheart." Christy's hand shook as she took the bottle of water. "What is the time?" Christy glanced at the clock on her bedside table. It was almost 2 a.m, and that meant... She took a sip of the water before moving over and pulling the sheet straight. "Wanna hop in?"
"Yeah,"
Hannah nodded and smiled. Hannah was almost 15, but was not your average 15-year-old girl. She preferred to be with her family and not at parties. Hannah loved to investigate things, keep journals, and write music. She was also incredibly musically talented. Christy had built a music studio for Hannah when they'd moved into the young family home 6 years after Christy's husband, Dustin, had died. "I'm just going to have a quick shower," Christy told Hannah. "You need to get some more sleep as you have school in a few hours."